want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is collard greens. Few words can conjure up such a truly Southern feeling. Mint juleps, crab gumbo, chess pie, fried green tomatoes, I can smell the honeysuckle and hear gospel singing. And the large black pots and wooden spoons of soul cooking begins to make my mouth water and realize that so much of the truly great food we have here in the South came from Africa. Foods like collard greens. In the great melding of histories and recipes, collards were integrated into Afro-Cuban dishes too. Dishes like caldo gallego, but today I speak of collards. I didn't grow up in the South. Like many, I came here later. But I am fortunate because when I got to Key West in the early 70s, I encountered the real deal in Bahama Village. There was a quaint shack that an older local chef took me to where I tasted pot liquor for the first time. It's the ambrosial distillate of liquid that has known the presence of collards and slab bacon or pork hocks for a few hours on a slow fire. Oh, the collards are stupendous, but that liquid that produced is a bitchin' brew, my friends. With cornbread and a cold beer, it just may be all the heaven I need, at least for a little while. In the midst of writing our next cookbook, I decided to revisit the way I made my collard greens. The principal sweeteners I used before were balsamic vinegar and brown sugar, but this time I went with a concoction born in the land of cotton. Yep, Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola was invented in the South, as most everyone knows. To align Coke and cooking has been going on for nearly as long. Remember, the origins of many of the soft drinks began in the labs of chemists and drugstore-based scientists. Dr. John S. Pemberton, a former Confederate colonel, wounded in the Civil War, became addicted to morphine and began a quest to find a substitute for the dangerous opiate. His first version was Dr. Tuggle's Compound Syrup of Globe Flower. Some many years later, he took a syrup he made in 1886 to his neighborhood pharmacy, where he mixed that syrup with carbonated water. For this recipe, though, I broke with tradition, at least American tradition, and I called up a fusion between old-fashioned American fried crispy chicken with that of the punchy Korean fried chicken that I have been falling in love with. One of the best chefs in America is a man who was born in Brooklyn but made his culinary fame in Memphis. His name is Edward Lee. He wrote an excellent cookbook titled Smokin' Pickles. He also has a fine restaurant named Magnolia 610 in Louisville. He made a version of Korean fried chicken I like as much as I like the one we make. To make ours the way we serve in our restaurant up in pretty Mount Dora, Florida, we prepare another Southern staple, macaroni and cheese. For the collards, you just wash a big bag of collard greens, cut out the tough stems, and put them in a heavy kettle and cook them with some bacon, onion, chilies, garlic, and that famed cola for about 1.5 hours and set the table. Kick the bloodhounds out on the porch and get to it. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.